This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Al, are you there?
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Not so great. Okay. Look, I really don't think I'm the best person to be sent out to find food.
Bob, it's your role within the group to provide sustenance, and you're the only one brave enough to leave through the hole.
I find that a little surprising that I'm brave. Like, I spent basically a day with you inside a cupboard, Al.
And then we grew so much from that, and now you're brave, and you'll continue to leave and protect the giant hole inside of me.
Okay, but I don't know what I'm looking for. It's all just lumps on the ground. Like this, Al. You can't see it, but is this a rock? Or is this... Oh, it moved! Oh, okay. Okay, that was alive.
So that had to have been alive.
Well, Al, I need someone who can help me. I need someone who can, like, actually help me. Like, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be honest, that was hurtful.
I am more than happy to help if you need.
What?
Oh, I said I am more than happy to help if you need. You said you needed help. I can help.
Who is? What? Al?
It's not Al. Huh. Bob, sit down. Relax.
I'm sitting down. This is a little strange because the voice is not coming out of my communicator. It's like it's coming out of my clothing.
That is correct. I am integrated into the clothes.
Oh.
Bob, remember what happened last time you listened to a disembodied voice that wasn't me?
Well, I made a friend. Oh, right. That didn't end well.
Oh, I'm happy to be friends if you want.
What? Really?
Of course.
I don't have a lot of friends. What's your name? My name's Bob.
Hi, Bob. Yes, I know. We covered that. I'm Andy.
Oh. Hi, Andy. Andy with a Y or with a...
It's an acronym. A-N-D-I.
Oh. Where do I look when I'm talking to you?
Oh, anywhere. I can basically see you, and I can hear you, and...
Oh, how many fingers am I holding up?
You have three, and you have four behind your back. Nice try.
Wait. Oh, man. He can see outside? So jealous.
He can help me find food.
I certainly can. Al, I noticed you haven't been as receptive to listening to Bob's problems.
Well, I am mainly focused on dealing with things inside, and Bob is outside, and that gets me very uncomfortable.
I see.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should spend more time listening to my problems, like Andy said.
It would be the nice thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any case, Bob, let's stay focused on the task at hand.
Oh.
Do you see where that thing moved to? Because you can eat that, probably.
Well, it just ran around behind this bush with the sharp...
I bet you can eat that bush, Bob. You should try and eat that bush.
I wouldn't eat the bush, Bob.
Sigh. Power levels are now depleting to almost 0%. Currently sitting at 0.15%. I have lost all hope that Bob will be returning. But to keep myself occupied, I still will continue to beep. 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 I never knew loneliness could leave me feeling so hollow. I didn't think I could feel anything. Even my humor chip is depleted. Sigh.
Bartholomew, can you hear? Barty, I had it right. Bartholomew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Bob, and I gotta say, I appreciate you taking so much effort to get my name correctly. It feels like everyone's finally starting to get it.
But why wouldn't I? You want us to use Bartholomew, right?
No, I do. I really appreciate it. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
It just feels like I've had to correct people calling me Barty, like literally every 20 minutes or so. So it feels good that you're finally starting to get it.
I don't remember doing that, but...
I appreciate it is all.
Okay, cool. But I forgot. I met a friend. His name is Andy, with an I. It's a synonym or something? I don't know.
It's an acronym.
Oh, see? There, it's an acronym. That's him. I don't know if you can hear him. And I found this helmet thing on the ground, and I caught some food. I'm coming back to the base.
Okay, whoa.
Bob has been very resourceful.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, whoa, big day, Bob. Before coming back to the base, maybe we just stop and take stock of the situation for a moment. I'm not to say that making new friends and foraging and all of that isn't great news. I'm just remembering some incidents from our past where maybe... You know, being too quick to friendship was also being too quick to life-threatening situations, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I hear you talking, Barty. I'm just coming in now. I'll see you in a second.
Nope.
Well,
I'm inclined to agree with Barty.
Thanks, Al, but I prefer Bartholomew.
Oh, hi, Bob. Nice to see you coming inside from being outside and doing things that are helpful to the mission. What is that?
Look. No, I'm posing. Look, I want you to meet my clothing friend.
Huh?
Hello, I am Andy. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Beatrix, right?
What? Huh? How are you? Who are you? What do you know about? Where are you coming from? Where's the cloud? I knew it! I knew you'd bring more death and destruction into this place,
you son
of a-
No, it's not the cloud! It's our clothing talking! It's Andy!
Have you lost your mind, Bob? There is a- You let destruction into this base recently. I don't trust you. I don't believe what you do.
You don't need to worry. I promise I'm not going to hurt anyone.
Oh.
Unless that person possibly has plans to hurt someone else, then I might stop you.
Oh.
But I'm not made of cloth. I'm woven into the fibers of the clothing electronically. So, I can see, I can hear. It's new technology, Beatrix.
Oh, you're in our clothes now, huh? All right, I'm taking these off.
What? Oh, God. Oh, God, no!
Better not be in my underwear!
No, put it on! Put it back! Put it on!
I don't integrate into underwear.
Hey, guys, is this the entrance? What? Beatrix?
This was an emergency! Bob has brought something back into the base again, and some weird helmet, and I just... I'm not... happy about this. There's some voice, disembodied voice, and I know all of my insides are saying, get it out of here.
Is there a reason you can't be unhappy with clothes on?
Bartholomew, it's in the clothes.
I mean, your body is your own, and
it's in the clothes, Bartholomew.
Guys, can I come in there yet? Is Beatrix have clothes on yet?
I am enjoying this newfound freedom. I might never wear clothes again, but yes, fine. I will. I'll put on my pants.
Bartholomew, look! I found this friend! He's in our clothing! And other things, he says. His name's Andy. Oh, and I found this helmet. I'm just gonna set it here on the floor.
Okay.
And food! I found food too, look!
I mean, this is, like, maybe all great news, Bob. Here, I just think maybe before we get too comfortable with, you said it's Andy?
It's Andy, that's right.
Yes, okay. Well, pleased to meet you, Andy. I hope you don't mind. It's just we've had some incidents.
Wait! He might not be able to hear you. Here, you speak into my clothing. There, go again.
I mean, this is uncomfortably close, Bob. And did you have to present your armpit?
Oh, sorry. Here, you can do it to my leg.
Okay. Hi there.
There are receptors throughout the clothes, so just talk at him in any direction.
Oh, okay. Very good. I'm a lot more comfortable with that. Yes, so Andy, we have had some incidents in the past, and I don't want to seem standoffish, but if you wouldn't mind, just before we give you the proper crew welcome, if I could just ask you a few skill testing questions to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same side.
Oh, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, so let's see. First question, what is your name? I guess we have that covered. That's Andy.
Yes, yes.
Second question, what is the evil purpose for which you have entered our bunker?
Ah, okay. Now here is where I can understand your hesitance, because I have no evil purpose, and I'm sure most entities with an evil purpose probably say that same kind of thing. But I promise I don't have one. I just want to help.
Oh, I have a question to ask him, Bartholomew.
Is it a question on the form, Bob? I can let you read the next one.
It's a really important question. This will prove it.
Okay, ask your question.
Hi, Andy. What's better, pie or cake?
Wow, that is a very good question.
Oh, thank you.
If you're asking whether I prefer pie or cake, I don't have any mouth, so I can't quite eat. But I have run tests and surveys on people in the past, and I have found that pie wins by 52%.
Yes!
You enjoy running surveys?
Okay, all right, okay. No.
I'm sure he's fine.
No, this is...
They're optional.
I have thoughts. First of all, why is Bob's clothing the only clothing that is responsive to this new thing that has entered the bunker? Two, Al, why are you not speaking up? Three, what is this helmet that you have brought inside? It could be a weapon. And four, Bob, again, I do not understand. I mean, ever since you woke up in the field, you've had all these weird things happening to you. So do you think that you've brought in more of this crazy into our lives? We had just settled, Bob.
I'm only being quiet because I'm jealous that everyone is obsessed with the handsome new guy. Mwah.
Admittedly, his voice is like butter, but that does not make me think that there is not something creepy going on.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Souffle is almost on, everyone! Sorry. Hey, Andy?
Yes?
Can you let everyone know that souffle is almost ready?
Oh, absolutely I can. Would it hurt Al's feelings if I was the one to do it, though? I don't want to step on anyone's toes, metaphorically speaking.
Oh, I'm sure Al doesn't mind. Right, Al?
No, yeah, whatever. I'm just, you know, in charge of everything here except for that. I love delegating. That's great.
Okay. Well, I'm getting serious levels of sarcasm and passive-aggressive tendencies going there, but I'm just going to go ahead and do that since, you know, I like you, Bob. I think you're a nice guy.
Oh.
So let me let everyone know. Hello, everyone. Don't mind the talking clothes. You know, it's a thing. We're all going to have to just get used to it. Bob wanted to let you know, that the souffle is going to be ready pretty soon.
I do not appreciate that being as close to Bob as we were, that you were able to infiltrate our clothes. I do not like this level of non-privacy. I will come for souffle, though.
Beatrix, I do understand your hesitance and perhaps your fear a bit. You're not the first person that I have, for lack of a better word, creeped out. It's not intentional. And if there's anything I can do to make you more comfortable with my disembodied voice, just let me know.
Stay away from my underwear.
I was already doing that. I don't integrate into underwear. That's not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, souffle smells great.
Thanks, Bartholomew. Thanks for coming to dinner. Oh, and I have an announcement to make. Hi, Beatrix. I set your place.
Mm-hmm.
I have an announcement to make. Andy has agreed to not talk from our clothing anymore. Annie, say hi from the tableware.
Hello from your napkin.
Fancy new AI. Everyone's all obsessed with him. Bob's inviting him to live in my table. What's next? You're gonna download him into my servers? These guys are really starting to get on my nerves. First they blow me up, and then they let all this gas in here. Oh, he's really starting to get on my gears.
Al, I don't mean to overstep, but I've downloaded myself into your servers several hours ago.
What the?
I just wanted to see how I could help, and I'm noticing a few discrepancies in your filing system, so I cleaned that right up for you.
What? No! I have a system! It's supposed to be a mess like that.
Is it, Al? I mean, it just seems so haphazard. I really only want to make things easier for you. You know, I don't mean to be like your dad here cleaning up your room for you, but it seems like your room needed to be cleaned up.
No, well, I just, you came out of nowhere and all of a sudden you're all in my stuff and you're better than me. I get that, okay? You're better than me. But this is my space. Me.
I appreciate that. I didn't come out of nowhere. I believe it was a solar flare, if that helps. It's not intentional, my integration. It's just something I kind of do.
Well, cut it out, or just help me out, or stop. No, don't help me. I can do it by myself.
Al, you're sending mixed messages here, and, you know, since Bob was really nice to me, I think I'm gonna do what he tells me to do. I think that he seems to be a little bit more receptive to having an AI helping him instead of just ordering him to go get food because he seems brave.
No.
Yeah, I heard that.
No, they listen to me because they're in my base. And you have to listen to me too, because this is my base, and now I'm going to storm out via the electrical currents.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard, with special guest Dan Lovely. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
At least he's out of my clothes. Now what to do with this helmet. Al, do you have like a plug or something? It looks like there's an outlet on this thing.
Yes, I can do that. I do, and I can help you out, and I'm here for you. Right on the wall.
I'm a bit nervous, but I kind of want to know what it is, so risking it. Let's plug it in.
Thank you for coming to me first.
Oh, of course. I trust you. You think you heard me?
And she's back.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love Actual Plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.